The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
1280 The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5 K298CO Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Initial hearing of a long-promised investigation by House Republicans displayed the open wounds from the end of America's longest war in August of 2021. Witnesses recalling how mothers carried their dead babies and the Taliban shooting and brutally beating people. Former Missouri Republican Senator Jim Talent telling Salem Radio the committee's investigation is long overdue.
What we've needed for the last 2 years is accountability. And look, we can talk about the basic decision of whether we should or shouldn't have left Afghanistan. I was not persuaded that we should have. But the whole thing was a chaotic debacle.
Authorities say 8 people have been killed when a suspected smuggling boat overturned off the coast of San Diego overnight. Crews still searching for at least 7 other people. This is SRN News.
Charlie Kirk doesn't see justice.
The Capitol Police saying we are fearing for our lives, maybe that might have been true at a separate situation. But you weren't fearing for your lives right there from Jacob Chancellor. You guys were buddies. How do you sleep at night? You guys can walk free, and the guy that you were showing around as a tour guide is now in jail. Sick. And the government, they don't care. It's all just pawns in a big political grab.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 1280, The Patriot, intelligent radio.
Another hour of the Closer edition of the Northern Alliance Radio Network is coming up next with the Closer, Brad Carlson. Glad to have you with us on a Sunday just after 2 o'clock. The Kindness Challenge is back for 2023. We know you're a nice person. We know you're already engaged in random acts of kindness all over your community. Why not get paid? $5,000 to the winner and $5,000 to a deserving charity in the winner's name. That's our Kindness Challenge. Get the details. Get going on those acts of kindness at am1280thepatriot.com. Cloudy skies will top out at 34 down to 19 tonight.
Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air, live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan. Here is the Closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with hour number 2 of the broadcast we like to call the Closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks for always tuning into our show. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And we are here to take a phone call, 651-289-4488. If you'd like to weigh in via Twitter, feel free to do so. Just use hashtag NARNshow. That's hashtag NARNshow for comments or questions. And if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, feel free to do so. Just go to Facebook.com, do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network, and give us a like or a follow if you haven't done so already. And the live stream is still up and running at our NARN Facebook page, so feel free to leave a comment or question on that page's thread as well. And however you are listening today, or viewing as it were, we thank you and appreciate your support over these 19 plus years. We just completed our 19th anniversary, so it means we are officially in our 20th year of Northern Alliance Radio Network programming, which means March 6th of 2024 will mark 20 full years of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Unbelievable. I've been grateful to have been a part of it. It'll be 12 years? Yeah, 12 years in June. I will have been part of the Northern Alliance Radio Network and have enjoyed every minute of it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Because let's face it, without you, the listeners, continuing to tune in and support this broadcast, and as Dennis Prager talked about in one of our commercials, patronize our sponsors because that helps keep this radio station going. we wouldn't be here. Let's just be honest. So thank you to you, the listeners, and great caller participation in the first hour, by the way. Thank you to everyone who called in with your very insightful comments, one and all. So again, 651-289-4488 is the number to call. Want to transition now to some national news. One of the big news stories from this past week had to do with Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson getting access to surveillance video, thousands, literally thousands of hours of surveillance video from the interior of the United States Capitol on January 6th, 2021. Now, of course, you remember that day where Trump supporters broke into the Capitol and a whole committee was formed by House Democrats, who were in the majority at the time, to investigate January 6th. And they came to the conclusion, a very heavily partisan committee, all anti-Trump people, came to the conclusion that Donald Trump incited an insurrection and therefore should be barred from ever running for president again. Look, I've been very plain on this broadcast. I don't want Donald Trump to run for president again, but he is, and I hope he loses in the GOP primary process. I don't care who the Republican candidate is that emerges, as long as it's not Donald Trump. I've made that very clear. So if there was any way that this could prevent him from running, as long as it's a fair process, okay, I'm all for it. But let's face it, this was a very hyper-partisan process. I don't believe it was an pre-planned insurrection where people got together and were going to interfere with the government certifying the 2020 election results showing that Joe Biden was duly elected president. Okay, it wasn't anything like that. But my concern now is with what Tucker Carlson showed. What he showed was a lot of these people that showed up to Washington, D.C. on January 6th, they went into the Capitol. And they were just walking around. And what were some of the popular chanting points that you heard? Well, look at this. That Jacob Chansley, that shaman, you know, or some have dubbed him, you know, buffalo guy, you know, with the painted face and the buffalo horns and everything else, just walking around. And he got 3.5 years in jail. And say, well, look at this. Police are escorting him around. They even escorted him into the chambers. And yet he got 3.5 years. How does that happen? Well, if that is what you're going to use for proof that this wasn't a riot, you're treading on pretty thin ice as far as I'm concerned, because he pled guilty to obstruction of justice. And on the low end, that's like 4 years. And he got the low end of the sentence. Turns out it was 3.5 years. You can argue whether he should have accepted a plea deal. And you could also cite, well, if the government is threatening to throw you in jail for the rest of your natural life because of this grave crime of attempting to overthrow our democracy, do you really want to roll the dice, take your chances? Because I'm sure he could have said, look, I was just walking peacefully all around. These police that were escorting me all around, I wasn't committing any violent acts. Well, there was later some writings of his that they found where he was making some very menacing statements about those who were going to certify the election, members of Congress who were going to certify the election for Joe Biden. Okay? And to prevent them from enacting their constitutional duty to certify the electors' results, that's obstruction of justice. Okay, so I think you can use better examples than Buffalo Guy. And again, if there is exculpatory evidence that the government concealed, well, then that's a problem. But again, that should be handled between the attorneys and their clients who are in jail and who many feel are serving unconscionably long sentences. But I will say this: I think I'm inclined to go along with conservative commentator Eric Erickson, who wrote about it at his Substack page this past week. I don't know that this is so much as Tucker Carlson trying to downplay what happened at the Capitol. In fact, that this was a popular chanting point. Oh, he's trying to say that there was there wasn't any vandalism or any violence at the Capitol, when literally The first video footage Tucker Carlson showed on his program, I think it was last Monday night, were people breaking glass, breaking the windows, breaking the glass in the doors, scaling the walls of the Capitol, pushing back at Capitol Police as they tried to block them with those things that look like bike racks. So no one can deny that there was violence. And yeah, there was. But the problem is, I think people, more than anything, are pushing back on these narratives. Because you had the summer of unrest, summer of 2020, where Antifa were engaging in these kind of tactics almost every night, including some federal buildings. Like there was ICE headquarters out in out west somewhere, okay, where Ty Podavita, a.k.a. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, basically accusing the immigrations and customs enforcement of being fascists for doing their jobs. And Antifa stormed the one ICE headquarter building accordingly. Okay, or the fight, but the most famous one, of course, the unrest of 2020 here in Minneapolis, the riots in the aftermath of George Floyd being killed. And it was a fiery but mostly peaceful protest. That was probably the most famous phrase that came out of the summer of unrest. Fiery but mostly peaceful. And so people were saying, wait a minute, the media is saying that this, what happened on January 6, 2021, was the greatest threat to this country's democracy since the Civil War. Some were saying it was worse than 9/11, where 3,000 people were killed. I think the family members and friends of those of the several thousand that were killed on September 11, 2001, I think they would probably take issue with saying what happened on January 6th was worse than 9/11. You had Dick Cheney, when advocating for his daughter, Liz, to win the Republican primary in Wyoming, spoiler alert, she didn't, saying that that was the worst attack on our democracy in the history of, in the 246-year history of our republic. A former vice president of the United States saying that was the worst in the 246-year history of our republic. So you can understand why people are going to push back when there's hyperbole being put forth. You can understand why people push back when every single member on that committee, including the token Republicans, Adam Kinzinger out of Illinois and Liz Cheney out of Wyoming, were staunch anti-Trump members of Congress, even though they were Republicans. Like, what? It's a balanced committee. There are Republicans and Democrats on there, you know, because they think you're stupid. They think you can't make the distinction. So the reason people are grasping that January 6th wasn't as bad as the media and members of Congress are making it out to be, but the problem is some people took it too far and say, "Well, this changes things. This is vindication for those who are serving these long jail sentences." No, it was still a riot. I'm sorry. If the same people who were bringing up, well, these people were walking peacefully in between the velvet rope lines. And look at this. They were being escorted by police all around the Capitol. Well, to be fair, those are de-escalation tactics. I mean, Buffalo guy, as he was walking around the Capitol, you know, he wasn't doing anything other than trespassing, which, again, let's not gloss over that. Those who were in the Capitol were trespassing, first and foremost. And those who were saying, well, we didn't know it was trespassing. We just thought you could go into the Capitol at any time. Really? So you thought you could just walk into the speaker's office and take her podium and take her computer? You thought that was okay, huh? I'm sorry. I know there are a good number of listeners who don't agree with me on this. And please feel free to call in 651-289-4488 and tell me so. But I agree with you. If we are going to say that the media coverage of the summer of unrest was egregious, saying that protests were fiery but mostly peaceful and appropriately mock media outlets for saying that, then we ought not be engaging in those same tactics to whitewash what happened on January 6th. Now, I agree. The breathless media coverage, because it was Trump, everything centers around Trump with these media people. Yeah, it doesn't quite match what actually happened. It wasn't a coup. It was not an insurrection. But it definitely was a riot. It was a large-scale temper tantrum by people angry that Donald Trump was not going to be reelected. And the gallows, you know, the noose that they had outside the Capitol, supposedly reserved for Mike Pence, okay, also inappropriate. Mike Pence spoke out about it this weekend, saying how his family was put in jeopardy by Donald Trump's rhetoric. When Donald Trump put out a tweet saying, yeah, sorry, Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what was right. I'm not excusing what the president said at that time, but the idiots reacting to it, that's on them. So when we come back, Eric Erickson, conservative commentator, I thought he reflected my viewpoint better than I could ever put into words. Basically saying that I don't think Tucker was looking so much to whitewash what happened on January 6th as much as he was just to try to troll the media and say, oh, okay, fiery but mostly peaceful, huh? Well, look at this. These people just walking around the Capitol. That was a mostly peaceful protest on January 6th, 2021. It was just high-profile trolling. But unfortunately, people glommed onto that and ran with it and said that it actually was a peaceful protest, which if you're saying that, you obviously aren't paying attention, and it makes you no better than those media people in the unrest of 2020 saying that the George Floyd protests were fiery but mostly peaceful. 651-289-4488, that is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. Brad Carlson, the closer, coming back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
That's my heart. I really would like to take you all with me, and I think it's possible.
Soaking up the sun in Fiji, walking through the sculpture garden in Minneapolis, or standing in awe at the Grand Canyon. We're where you are. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
There are storms in Minnesota every year. Who can you trust to protect your biggest investment? I'm Alex Escoto from Estate Claim Services. We're not a storm-chasing company. We're local, and many Twin Cities homeowners just like you have placed their confidence in us to repair their homes. At Estate Claim Services, we will cover you and your full project. If there's damage to siding, windows, gutters, downspouts, and obviously the roof or other structures around your property, when you work with us, you can be assured that we're going to treat your home just like ours. Estate Claim Services is going to take extra care and extra time to make sure you're satisfied. We're experts at handling the insurance details to make sure your home gets back to pre-storm condition. Check us out online at estateclaimservices.com or give us a call at 651-309-1114.
You can trust locally owned Estate Claim Services. Customers call them the honest roofers. Alex and his crew will be around long after your work is done. Search for Estate Claim Services online today.
And God said, let there be light. As a professional photographer, my work is to capture the light of the glorious creation around us and to produce extraordinary art for you to enjoy. I'm Wayne Moran from Egan. Even though I've traveled the world, my most popular prints are from Minnesota. Bald eagles, the Stone Arch Bridge, a Duluth sunset. I invite you to my website to see images that will evoke joyful memories and stir your emotions. Search for Wayne Moran Photography, that's M-O-R-A-N Photography, for exclusive Patriot deals.
It takes teamwork to stay safe on Minnesota roads during the winter. You can help. When you see snowplows at work, slow down. Slower speeds can save lives. Don't crowd the plow and leave plenty of space between yourself and other vehicles. Keep your headlights on to see and be seen. Avoid distractions and always stay alert behind the wheel. This message brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Transportation, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
What does it mean to be a Christian woman in our current culture? How does your faith in Christ relate to the world around you? At times, being a Christian can seem like an overwhelming task in today's busy and challenging landscape. That's why you should visit iBelieve.com, a site designed for Christian women. Whether you're looking for insight, conversation starters for your church group, or just an uplifting message, you'll find it at iBelieve.com. Visit iBelieve.com, a division of Salem Media Group.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. It's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks for tuning in. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NARN show. That's hashtag NARN show. And don't forget our live stream up and running at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Apparently a caller called in and asked when I'm going to co-host the Ratio Maddow show. Apparently they don't agree that the January 6th was a riot. Do I get the gist of that, Spencer? They don't agree? Okay. Well, it was a riot. I don't think it was an insurrection or a coup. You know, I'm not going with the breathless media chanting points, but it absolutely was a riot. So, but thanks for the call, whomever that was. But I did mention Eric Erickson, conservative commentator. Here's what he wrote at his Substack page this past week. All Tucker Carlson is doing is exactly as the rest of the press did regarding the Floyd riots, the Portland riots, the Atlanta attacks, the Capitol incursions in Wisconsin and Texas, etc. The problem on all sides is so much of it is false revisionism. The Floyd riots were bad and should be condemned. The incursion into the Capitol on January 6th should be condemned as well. More specifically, Tucker Carlson is doing no different than the January 6th committee did. Instead of hiring an ABC News president to slickly edit selective videos to condemn, for example, Barry Loudermilk for an innocent tour of the Capitol, Carlson is selectively editing videos to suggest the braying, bizened, helmeted, I won't say the word he's using, did nothing wrong. The January 6th committee started it. Tucker Carlson will discredit it. These things all have consequences, whether you like them or not. We're at the, quote, ends justifying the means, close quote, point of Western civilization's collapse. The only major difference is that we now have text messages and depositions relating to Fox News, wherein talent and executives largely admitted to shaping the news to tell the audience what the audience wants to hear, not the truth. The rest of the press and the January 6th committee have done the same thing without incriminating texts and depositions. They'll never admit it, but it is true, and you all know it. Unfortunately, many people I presumed were sane and are suddenly latching on to Tucker Carlson's video edits as gospel, just as so many on the left who I thought were sane have grabbed hold of the rest of the media's historic revisions as truth. I feel like the last sane person. All these people on TV tell you what you want to hear, and you believe it all, hook, line, and sinker, when there are actually thousands of hours of video showing what you've been told isn't true. We have arrived at the fiery but mostly peaceful protest of the right and are only there because the left arrived first. You want note that the left first went in on stolen election claims. The right just did it with gusto after the left went first. And he's exactly right. And this is why people, when they look at things for themselves and jump to their own conclusions, because they've got nowhere to go to get straight, honest facts. And the media, who are all expressing outrage over what Tucker Carlson did, particularly on CNN and MSNBC, you know, they can have several seats. Because if you had not engaged in breathless hyperbole during the entire Trump years, maybe people could actually go to you for the actual story, but they can't. And the media refuses to be introspective about this because all it is entertainment. And God bless Ted Koppel. He called out CNN right away during the early Trump years. CNN was experiencing some of its highest ratings in years, not so coincidentally, when Donald Trump took the oath of office. Because that's where people went. You know, it's kind of a security thing, a side of comfort food, so to speak. It's like, oh, my God, someone else is saying what an evil person Trump is. You know, CNN with all their breathless coverage of that. And then once Donald Trump left office, guess what happened to CNN's ratings? They cratered. Okay? And again, this is what Fox News was doing, too. They weren't admitting what was actually true and what was actually apparent, that Joe Biden was duly elected president. Rather, they wanted to throw their viewers red meat because they enjoy having huge ratings. And both are egregious offenses, in my opinion. So I got a couple more sound clips. I got one, a Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, a couple of different sound clips. This first one, cut number four, it's about 5-6 minutes long. Obviously not going to play the whole thing, Spencer, so I'll just cue you when I want to cut this off. This is another classic example of why people decide to reach their own conclusions on something, is because our media and our supposedly elected leaders say things that are just flatly not true. And again, this is about 6 minutes long, but I'll only play the few minutes of this. This is Senator Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor the day after Tucker Carlson played some of this never-before-seen footage of January 6th.
Last night, millions of Americans tuned in to one of the most shameful hours we have ever seen on cable television. With contempt for the facts, disregard of the risks, and knowing full well he was lying to his audience, Fox News host Tucker Carlson ran a lengthy segment last night arguing the January 6th Capitol attack was not a violent insurrection.
False.
By diving deep into the waters of conspiracy and cherry-picking from thousands of hours of security footage,
boy, that's classic
Mr.
projection.
Carlson told the bold-faced lie that the Capitol attack, which we all saw with our own eyes, was somehow not an attack at all.
False.
He tried to argue it was nothing more than a peaceful sightseeing tour. Can you imagine? A nonviolent demonstration, a perfectly fine and appropriate instance of people expressing their opinion. I, so many others who were here in the Capitol, and millions of Americans are just furious with Tucker Carlson and Kevin McCarthy today. Many of my staff were here at the Capitol on January 6th. Their lives were put in danger, as were the lives of many of my colleagues, as well as police, maintenance staff, reporters, countless others. At one point, I was within 30 feet of the rioters. One of them, I was told, shouted out, "Let's get him," before my detail pulled me away and we ran in the other direction. To say January 6th was not violent is a lie pure and simple.
And that was not said.
I don't think I've ever seen a primetime cable news anchor manipulate his viewers.
You haven't watched MSNBC or
CNN? Way
CNN?
Mr. Carlson did
really?
Last night.
Huh. I would think it'd be easy.
I don't think I've ever seen an anchor treat the American people and American democracy with such disdain. And he's going to come back tonight with another segment. Fox News should tell him not to. Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, tell Carlson not to run a second segment of lies. You know it's a lie. You've admitted it's a lie.
A government official trying to silence speech.
And Speaker McCarthy
cool.
is every bit as culpable as Mr. Carlson. Speaker McCarthy's decision to share security footage with Fox looked like a mistake from the very beginning.
I thought democracy
died in
darkness.
But after last night,
no?
It looks like a disaster.
Okay, we'll stop right there. We only got about a couple of minutes left. So, first of all, a Senate Majority Leader calling out the head of a news network, telling them not to air something. Cool. We're good with government recommending that speech be silent, huh? And in that dialogue, talked about how the riots, and they were riots, were responsible for the death of Officer Brian Sicknick. That has been a lie that's perpetuated. Chuck Schumer has the cojones to call someone else a liar when he said that officers were killed because of the riots. Emphatically false. Brian Sicknick died, I think, a day or two after the riots, but they were making it sound like he was killed in the line of duty. False. And for him to say, Tucker Carlson said, well, it was a mostly peaceful protest. He said what was going on, people milling around, was peaceful. But he showed at the very beginning of the video footage that he had. People scaling the walls of the Capitol, people breaking down doors and breaking glass. Okay? By extension, he's not saying it was peaceful. By showing that footage, he wasn't saying it was peaceful. It was a high-profile troll job. And Chuck Schumer, of course, fell for it because these people lack 100% any self-awareness when it comes to spin and lies and obfuscation and deflection tactics and fiery and mostly peaceful. You reap what you sow, Dems. You don't like it? Well, then go talk to your buddies at MSNBC and CNN. Brad Carlson, the closer, back with another segment on the broadcast, 651-289-4488. Go nowhere.
Want a place where your child learns to form their own opinions, seek the truth, and see the world through God's lens? At Liberty Classical Academy, love of God and country is not controversial. They teach the foundational principles of Western civilization, including the U.S. Constitution. They're raising up the next generation of responsible citizens this country needs. Discover how your child can begin a life that inspires at Liberty Classical Academy. Schedule a tour today or attend an open house. Search for Liberty Classical Academy.
After nearly three decades on the sidelines as an Emmy Award-winning reporter, Michelle Tavoy is now coaching us through today's insanity. Check out Sideline Sanity with Michelle Tavoy for her unique and sane perspective. You'll hear from players, coaches, subject matter experts, and key players in the political sphere. Stream Sideline Sanity with our MVP, Michelle Tavoy, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
I appeal to you to fight. I fully recognize not everyone has a fighting nature, but everyone can help fighters. What's wrong is not to do either. If the troops have no supplies, the troops are worthless. This station is a fighter. So there's a very simple way for you to help this station, and that is just patronize their sponsors.
Help us continue to keep the Twin Cities right by supporting the local businesses you hear on this station.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the three-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I start every day by reading through the stories at Daybreak Insider. It's a look at today's most compelling stories and provides responses from key conservatives in media and politics. Over 250,000 people get Daybreak Insider by email daily, and it's available to you at no cost. Go to daybreakinsider.com and simply plug in your email. That's daybreakinsider.com. In 5 minutes, you will be the most informed person in the office. That's daybreakinsider.com.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks so much for tuning in. Here to take your call, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. Or check us out on our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page where we do have the live stream up and running. Thanks as always for tuning in. Hey, speaking of congressional Democrats silencing free speech, if you're not doing a head desk, at least daily, watching some of these committee hearings and these testimonies before Congress, boy, yeah, you're much more optimistic than I am. We, at times, you just kind of shake your head and say, my goodness, we're led by idiots. We're not ruled, okay? We elect our leaders, all right? And I think the American people need to demand a lot better than we've been getting. Our Northern Alliance Radio Network alum, now hot air writer, Ed Morrissey, I'll get to his post in a little bit, but had a post entitled "The Dumbest 5 Minutes of Congress Ever," where Dems demand sources from journalists who exposed government media censorship complex. So you remember the Twitter files. After Elon Musk took over, I guess there were a handful of journalists. I don't know if Elon Musk personally recruited them or not, but of course, now that it's his site, he allowed it, where journalists Matt Taibbi, Michael Schellenberger, and Barry Weiss, among others, all curated via Twitter some of the shenanigans that were taking place, including how Twitter were actively censored stories on their platform that would have been embarrassing to Democrats. Okay, private platform, they've got section that you can say that it's unethical, you can say it's sleazy, but private platform, that's fine. But when certain posts are asked to be removed at the behest of government, that's where the problem comes in. And the likes of Schellenberger, Taibbi, and Weiss all expose that, and Matt Taibbi, Barry Weiss all testified before Congress this past week, and some of the audio we have on here ought to go into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. First of all, the ranking Democrats, the Democrats on this committee, Representative Sylvia Plaskett, there is actually an at-large congressional seat in the Virgin Islands. So Sylvia Plaskett of the Virgin Islands, Sylvia Garcia, she is a representative out of Houston area. And Goldman, Representative Michael Goldman, he's out of the New York area, basically bought himself a congressional seat because he's heir to the Goldman Sachs fortune. So he's got a few million bucks just laying around. So basically Stacey Plaskett is a delegate to the United States House of Representatives out of the Virgin Islands, and it's Sylvia Garcia out of Texas and Michael Goldman out of New York. So apparently these people were pretty hostile toward these journalists, and this was a dereliction of duty. Oh, by the way, Debbie Wasserman Schultz out of Florida was also on this committee. Dereliction of duty, not preparing for this hearing, because if you would do just any basic research of who these people are, these are reputable journalists. Yet Stacey Plaskett referred to them as so-called journalists. And Matt Taibbi, formerly a writer of Rolling Stone magazine and many other credentials in which you'll name here, here's his opening statement. This is cut number 6. I'm not going to play the whole thing, so Spencer, I'll give you the cue when to cut it off. But Matt Taibbi very graciously took exception to Representative Plaskett's characterization of his credentials and corrected her and went forward with his statement. And again, if you think that these people are mega Republicans, conservative apologists, you're flat out mistaken. They're mega Republicans in the motif of Bill Maher being a mega Republican, in that they're not. But they're absolutely free speech absolutists. And these are people that I respect, even though I disagree with them politically, because they're willing to hear both sides. And they capture the true spirit of the First Amendment, which is, I disagree with what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. So Matt Taibbi's opening statement to Congress, this is cut number 6.
Chairman Jordan, Ranking Member Plaskett, members of the Select Committee, thank you for having me today. My name is Matt Taibbi. I've been a reporter for 30 years and a staunch advocate of the First Amendment. Much of that time was spent at Rolling Stone magazine. Ranking Member Plaskett, I'm not a so-called journalist. I've won the National Magazine Award, the I.F. Stone Award for Independent Journalism.
Hello.
And I've written 10 books, including 4 New York Times bestsellers.
Oh. Hello.
Now the editor of the online magazine Racket on the independent platform Substack.
I love representing I'm
here today because
Chuckle.
Of a series of events that began late last year when I received a note from a source online. It read, "Are you interested in doing a deep dive into what censorship and manipulation was going on at Twitter?" A week later, the first of what became known as the Twitter Files reports came out. To say these attracted intense public interest would be an understatement. My computer looked like a Vegas slot machine as the first tweet about the blockage of the Hunter Biden laptop story registered 143 million impressions and 30 million engagements. But it wasn't until a week after the first report, after Michael Schellenberger, Barry Weiss, and other researchers joined the search of the files that we started to grasp the significance of this story. The original promise of the internet was that it might democratize the exchange of information globally. A free internet would overwhelm all attempts to control information flow, its very existence a threat to anti-democratic forms of government everywhere. What we found in the files was a sweeping effort to reverse that promise and use machine learning and other tools to turn the internet into an instrument of censorship and social control. Unfortunately, our own government appears to be playing a lead role.
Okay, we'll stop right there. So basically, and part of his statement included Twitter, Facebook, Google, and other companies developed a formal system for taking in moderation requests from every corner of government, from the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, Health and Human Services, Department of Defense, the Global Engagement Center at State, even the CIA. For every government agency scanning Twitter, there were perhaps 20 quasi-private entities doing the same thing. So, yeah, this was what was uncovered. And obviously, Democrats, you know, they're all, they never met a big government that they didn't like, right? Big government overreach that they didn't like. So they took exception to the testimony that they're hearing. They got a little bit cranky here. Representative Sylvia Garcia, here she is talking to both Taibbi and Schellenberger. And at one point, she asked Matt Schellenberger, or Michael Schellenberger, I'm getting the names confused, Michael Schellenberger, Matt Taibbi. She asked Michael Schellenberger who Barry Weiss was. And she got snippy with Matt Taibbi when he answered the question correctly, but then she got snippy about it. This just kind of gives you a general sense of their attitude toward these journalists. So, Spencer, if we have that ready, this is Representative Sylvia Garcia questioning Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger. This is cut number 7.
In fact, you kind of used the word licensed, and you were free to look at all of them, all 100,000 emails.
The question was posed, was I free to write about...
Sir, did you have any conditions?
The condition was that we published
on
Twitter.
Sir, did you have any conditions?
Let him answer the question.
Simple question.
Yes.
All right, could you tell us what conditions those were?
The conditions were an attribution, sources at Twitter, and that we break any news on Twitter.
But you didn't break it on Twitter. Did you send the file that you released today to Twitter first?
What? He's looking very confused
did
right
I
now.
Send the,
Sir,
actually,
I'm
I did,
you
yes. Yeah.
Did you send it to Twitter first?
He posted it on
the
Twitter.
That was one of the conditions? Yes or no, sir?
The Twitter files thread actually did come out first.
But, sir, you said earlier that you had to attribute all the sources to Twitter first. What you released today, did you send that to Twitter
My
first?
My God, this woman's dumb.
No. I posted it on Twitter.
First, sir, or did you give it to the ranking member, to the chairman of the committee or the staff of the committee first?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's not breaking the story. That's giving. Yes, I did give.
So you gave all the information that you did not give to the Democrats. You gave it to the Republicans first. Then you put it on Twitter.
What is she talking about?
Actually, no. The chronology is a little bit confused.
Well, then,
tell us
what the chronology was.
He's trying.
I believe the thread came out first.
Where?
On Twitter.
She doesn't know what the hell Twitter
works?
So then
you afterwards gave it to the Republicans and not the Democrats?
Yes, because I'm submitting it for the record as my statement.
Did you give it to them in advance?
I gave it to them today.
You gave it to them today, but you still have not given anything to the Democrats. Well, I'll move on, and I wanted to ask Mr. Schellenberger the same question, sir. When did you first... visit with or get contacted by Mr. Musk?
I'm not going to reveal my sources, but like I said, I was invited by Barry Weiss.
Whoa, stop right there. Stop right there. Okay, this is gold. Listen closely to this exchange right here. He invokes Barry Weiss, and Sylvia Garcia asks who Barry Weiss is, and she gets snippy because Matt Taibbi answers and Michael Schellenberger doesn't. And then listen, this is gold. This is gold. Listen carefully, folks. Continue.
And for sources, sir, I'm just asking for chronology. When did you first make contact with Mr. Musk?
I don't know the exact date.
Was it 2020?
It was December.
December of, well, there's a lot of Decembers in
December
history.
Of last
which,
year.
Which December?
December of last year, ma'am.
Last year, the 22?
Yes.
All right. Now, in your discussion, in your answer, you also said that you were invited by a friend, Barry Weiss?
My friend, Barry Weiss.
So this friend works for Twitter, or what is her?
She's a journalist.
Sir, I didn't ask you a question. I'm now asking Mr. Schellenberger a question. Please,
yes, ma'am. Barry Weiss is a journalist.
Listen carefully.
I'm sorry, sir?
She's a journalist.
She's a journalist. So you work in concert with her?
Yeah.
Do you know when she first was contacted by Mr. Musk?
I don't know.
You don't know. So you're in this as a threesome?
There was many more people involved than that.
There was many more people involved with it. Are you being paid to be here today?
You can hear the snickering in the background.
No. Campaign contribution
absolutely
to your
not.
Next run?
Gentle ladies,
do you have an interview scheduled after
time
this
is
hearing?
Expired.
Absolutely not.
Gentle ladies, time
Thank
has
you.
Expired.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what to say other than I'll recognize the gentleman from North Dakota for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'll
oh, that's the best. That's the best. Yeah, Barry Weiss, by the way, she used to work for the New York Times, so I think that qualifies her to be a journalist. Oh, that's the best ever. So you work together as a threesome? How they kept a straight face during that, I have no idea. That they had to. They must have ruptured an internal organ trying to keep that laughter down. Oh, that's the best. We'll wrap this up when we come back. One final segment here on the broadcast. Dan in Invergrove Heights, I'll try to get to your call if I can. No promises. But if you can hold during the break, we'll try to get to it. Back with one final segment on the broadcast. Me, Brad Carlson, the closer. Go nowhere.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Sightseeing in Paris, at the mall in Bloomington, or on horseback in Dallas. We're where you are. Listen to AM 1280, The Patriot, at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
I'm Scott Trout, attorney and CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. We help men deal with the life changes triggered by divorce, such as child custody and property division, among many others. But life changes also occur after divorce. These changes can make parts of your existing court order irrelevant. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell. We're a partner men can count on.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Twin Cities attorneys, a partner men can count on. CordellCordell.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Dennis Prager here. Sue and I mean it. Dogs are part of our family. We love Otto and Snoopy so much. There's nothing quite like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens. In fact, I just talked to my wife about it because we want them to be healthy and we want them to be with us as long as possible. That's true. I know Sebastian Gorka feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. Our pups, Kelly and Alea, rely on us to provide what's best for them. And naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, omega oils, and more that supplement their food in a way that has shown us great results. Trying out Rough Greens is an easy yes, recommended by me, Dr. G.
Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black here, and I'm so proud that the Pragers and Sebastian Gorka have entrusted their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog, I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, your dog's food is dead food, but you can bring it back to life with Rough Greens. Go to RUFFGreens.com.
Your traditional water softener wastes water as if you ran a full washer for just a pair of socks. Commer's Wet Technology Softeners will save you water and salt. Save $400 when you trade in your old salt hog to Commer's Water. Go to Commer's.com.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning in. Got one final short segment here on the broadcast. Want to continue talking about the Twitter files where journalists Michael Schellenberger and Matt Taibbi basically exposed how moronic these people are. It's the House Weaponization Subcommittee. And the Democrats that look like complete buffoons on this committee, Representative Stacey Plaskett, Representative Sylvia Garcia, Representative Daniel Goldman, and Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who I was surprised to learn was still in Congress. Had no idea. But anyways, I digress. Look, these are you knew that these people didn't do basic research or that they were completely owned when they tried to dismiss Matt Taibbi, a longtime writer for Rolling Stone, as a MAGA Republican. I mean, that's how you know you've crapped the bed in this whole situation. These people look like complete buffoons. Ed Morrissey writing at the at Hot Air again, his piece entitled "The Dumbest 5 Minutes of Congress Ever," and that's really saying something. This is 5+ minutes of total non sequiturs, bizarre demands for one word answers when witnesses were willing to give full answers, and a smear campaign to point Taibbi and Schellenberger as paid campaign activists. At no point in this does it appear that Garcia has the slightest comprehension of the subject matter. Gee, you think? Yeah, just listening to that 3.5-minute sound clip should have been your cue. Nor of the work that either of the witnesses do or have done, or indeed even the work that they did in exposing the government attempts to suppress and censor dissent and debate, the evidence of which they exposed from Twitter's communication files. Michael Schellenberger, he wrote a terrific, he's got a Substack page that you definitely want to check out, but he went through a Twitter thread yesterday kind of talking about the power grab behind Democrats' war on free speech. And I'll just read this tweet thread real quick. In 1989, the year I graduated from high school, the Supreme Court did something that made me and other liberal Democrats proud. So there, he's flat out saying he's a liberal Democrat. All right. The Supreme Court voted 5-4 to protect the right to burn the American flag. 11 years earlier, which would have been 1978, the ACLU had defended the right of neo-Nazis to march through Skokie, Illinois, where many Holocaust survivors lived. 16 years before that, in 1962, Berkeley students launched the New Left by challenging campus regulations on freedom of speech. Given that history, I could have never guessed that 34 years after I graduated high school, I would find myself defending First Amendment from Democrats attacking it. Democrats on Thursday didn't come out directly for censorship. Mostly they slandered Matt Taibbi and me by claiming that we were only reporting on the Twitter files for cash and clout while undermining our credibility by testifying before Congress. Well, that's just classic progressive tactics right there. But it's censorship they are after, and it's our fear of losing our freedom for which we are fighting. It was finally revealed what Democrats were after when one asked Matt if he agreed with Twitter owner Elon Musk's decision to take down a tweet of a swastika interwoven with the Star of David, which the bipolar rapper formerly known as Kanye West had posted. Matt said, rightfully, that it was a hard question and argued eloquently that the freedom of speech includes the freedom to be wrong. It is shocking that anybody in America, much less the party of the ACLU, needs to be reminded that freedom of speech protects all speech, not just speech approved by the elect. And yet, that's very much where we are. The left today has thus arrived in a place precisely 180 degrees opposite of where it was in the 1980s, 1970s, and 1960s. The rebels have become the persecutors. What motivates their will to censor? To find out, read my latest at Public. Again, go to public.substack.com for Michael's post on the subject. And again, he posted also a full excerpt of his testimony as well as Matt Taibbi's testimony.
I have to applaud these guys. I mean, they didn't face so much as hostility. Well, there was hostility from these Democrat members. But how do you not laugh in their faces how stupid these people are? I mean, if this is the evolution of Democrats from the 1960s to now, I think it was comedian Lewis Black who said it eloquently. I think he said it about the presidential race in 2000. He said, if Republicans and Democrats from the 60s have evolved into George W. Bush and Al Gore, in another 40 years, Democrats and Republicans are going to be replaced by like common houseplants if the evolution continues this way. I'm kind of paraphrasing a Lewis Black joke. But yeah, just an absolutely disgraceful performance of Democrats. And it just goes to show that the days of I disagree with what you say, but I'll defend your right to say it are over with this lot of Democrats. I mean, probably the greatest example of this, Howard Stern. Howard Stern was one of your biggest free speech advocates for some of the stuff that he was saying on the radio and how, to be fair, George W. Bush's FEC, not FEC, what's the communications? FCC, sorry. I'm getting my acronyms correct. Thanks, Spencer. FCC, Federal Communications Commission, how they went after Howard Stern, and Howard Stern was punching back. But now you listen to Howard Stern. He sounds like a Karen, saying if you don't get vaccinated, you should be dismissed from the public square. So I think it's perfectly encapsulated by where Howard Stern was in the 70s, 80s to where he is now. Whereas if these people, if they don't want to get the vaccine, he's basically calling for it, for them to basically not have basic privileges of American life. That's where we are now. And thankfully, the Supreme Court has been consistent throughout the generations in their rulings on free speech. And I remember an incident like this. I went to the University of Wisconsin, River Falls. There was a political science professor. It was like 1988. This was before the 1989 Supreme Court decision that said, yeah, flag burning is protected under the First Amendment. We had a political science professor as a demonstration burn the flag in class. And there was a big protest outside his office after that. But ultimately, the Supreme Court ruled in his favor that, yeah, that is protected by the First Amendment. So, folks, I am out next week on vacation. We have a very special guest host filling in for me. Who's it going to be? You'll have to stay tuned for the announcement. Godspeed, my friends. Have yourselves a blessed week.
Want to save 20 to 30% on your next used vehicle? Every day, thousands of well-maintained vehicles are involved in accidents and end up with a salvage title. At Ace Auto, our team restores them. Hi, it's Ed from Ace Auto. All of our Dodge and Chrysler minivans come with our 1-year, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. We can also help you with financing, and insurance is not a problem. AceAutoCars.com for premium, prior salvage vehicles at 20 to 30% savings.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement, creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and executive producer of a new Hollywood documentary called The Baby Boomer Dilemma. In this film, economists and Nobel Prize-winning PhDs from Wharton, MIT, and Stanford share a strange concept called the retirement discount. It gives you more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and your money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even people who are on track have shifted money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're 50 or older and want a bigger, better retirement, call Mitch Lyons Wealth to get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-578-3535. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you'll get it completely free. Plus, I'll include a copy of my book, Retirement of Steel, and I'll even pay your shipping and handling. No credit card required. Call right now. 1-800-578-3535. That's 1-800-578-3535.
There are storms in Minnesota every year. Who can you trust to protect your biggest investment? I'm Alex Escoto from Estate Claim Services. We're not a storm chasing company, we're local, and many Twin Cities homeowners just like you have placed their confidence in us to repair their homes. At Estate Claim Services, we will cover you and your full project. If there's damage to siding, windows, gutters, downspouts, and obviously the roof or other structures around your property, when you work with us, you can be assured that we're going to treat your home just like ours. Estate Claim Services is going to take extra care and extra time to make sure you're satisfied. We're experts at handling the insurance details to make sure your home gets back to pre-storm condition.
Check us out online at estateclaimservices.com or give us a call at 651-309-1114.
You can trust locally owned estate claim services. Customers call them the honest roofers. Alex and his crew will be around long after your work is done. Search for Estate Claim Services online today.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted each year, leading to injuries and death. They know that if someone doesn't lawfully comply or resists, force may have to be used to obtain compliance. Nobody likes it, especially police. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Don't argue, resist, or flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now. Complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. Learn more at nationalpolice.org.
AM 12.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.